Hi friends, welcome to Story World. Today I'm going to tell you a story from the age-old Indian collection of animal stories, the Panchatantra, and it is about the clever crab. Once upon a time, there lived a stork near a big pond. The stork would catch fish from the pond for food. As time went by, the stork grew old and could no longer catch fish. He grew very thin and weak. One day, he got an idea and started crying by the pond. When the fish in the pond saw him, they asked, "Why are you crying?" The stork said, "I have come to say goodbye, my friends. I am moving elsewhere." "But why? What is the matter?" the fish asked. The stork said, "My friends have told me that this year there'll be no rains and this pond will soon dry up." "Go if you must, our friend, but do think of a way to save us," pleaded the fish. "I have an idea, but will you take a chance?" asked the stork. "Do tell us your idea," said the fish. The stork said, "Well, you need to trust me." "We do. Tell us your plan," asked the fish. The stork finally revealed his idea. He offered to carry each one of the fish, one by one, across the hill to the other pond. The fish were a little worried. They knew that the stork could eat them, but they also wanted to save their lives. Therefore, they agreed. There was also a witty crab who lived in the pond, but he did not trust the stork. So he told the fish, "Listen, fish, the stork may not be telling the truth. Let us stay here and see whether the pond actually starts drying up." But the fish had already made up their minds. They said, "We do not wish to die. The stork is trying to help us. If you do not wish to come, you can stay here alone." The next day onwards, the stork began to carry the fish across the mountain. Soon the pond was empty of all the fish. Finally, the stork came to the crab. "Your friends are all waiting on the other side, and today I too shall leave this place. Do let me take you across to the other pond." The crab did not trust the stork, but seeing no other way out, he agreed. "Okay, but do be careful," said the crab. While they were flying, the crab spotted fish bones scattered all over the hill. He soon realized that the greedy stork had killed all his friends. He quickly dug his pincers into the stork's neck and did not let go till the stork started bleeding. "So this is how you repay the trust my friends placed in you? Now you too shall suffer," said the crab. The cruel stork died and the witty crab lived to tell this tale to others.